the referendum went pretty well, and I would not say calm 100% because we heard some places where the president of the bureaus have been, if I could say, kidnapped, but we don't have the confirmation from the authorities yet. But from the information we got from people in the areas, saying these have been arrested and took away by gunmen. This happened in Moto region and some other places. As you may know, the referendum did not happen because of security issues and also political aspect, as in Kidal, but pretty quiet in other places around the country.
So you are saying that in places like Bamako, the referendum took place without problem?
The information I have right now, people been out voting not as much as we expected or we have seen during the campaigning time, but people been out to vote, as I did myself, pretty quiet in the places I have been, also around different neighborhoods, been the same, people been out and vote.
What do you think was the turnout? Was the turnout high or low or medium? How was it?
I would say low, because a lot of people did not show up as we expected. Also, we've received complaining from other places, like certain cities where they were complaining about the lack of organization and way people could not vote. And also here, even in Bamako and other bigger cities, people did not go out like as we expected. So definitely, I would say relatively low, without having all the statistics, all the figures from the authorities.
When do you think the results will be out?
So we have got a lot of digital involvement in the process. So hopefully we can get sense of what's happening now, as the bureaus closed a couple of times ago. See what they will tell us about the first estimation or ideas about the participation and the result.